Hey, Stu, here's your mail.
Just a minute. Where the hell have you been?
Oh, it was such a hot day that I decided to run barefoot through the muddy lot next door.
Yeah, well, you're not tracking that dreck in here.
Too late. I'm in.
Oh, shit!
Your mail.
Beautiful. You not only got mud on my carpet, but you got it all over my mail, too. Nothing here but ads. Oh, well, here's the phone bill, of course. Wait a minute. Here's something from that fancy entertainers club in Hollywood.
Is that the one we're trying to join?
Yeah, they're very exclusive, you know. They only let certain people join.
Then why did we apply for acceptance? We're not entertainers.
Sure we are. What do you call Fluke and Fun Phone?
Garbage.
Very funny. Don't you realize that we'd be the first telephone entertainment line owners to belong to an exclusive entertainers club?
Yeah, until they hear the tapes on your line. Then you'll be sued for false advertising.
Fluke, you see this mud on the floor here?
Yeah.
Well, now it's on your face!
Why did... Take this!
Ow! Not my ass! You got that!
Not my ass!
Look at us! Look at us! Oh, God, we're full of this stuff! We look like mud pies! Hi, can I help you?
My word. They're not black, are they?
How do you do? We're from the screening committee of the Entertainers Club. Are you Stuart Funphone?
Yeah, I kind of am, actually.
What did I tell you, Reginald?
Courage, pomegranate, dear, courage. You are one of the 400.
I suppose you want an explanation?
That would be appreciated.
Who is it, Stu? I hope they're as sloppy as we are.
I beg your pardon.
he didn't mean it. By the way, this is Fluke, the other applicant.
How do you do? Shane?
Fluke, no! I mean, can't you see that they're still covered with mud, Flukington?
Flukington?
Why don't you go and sit down somewhere and clean yourself off, Flukington?
Yes, Stewington.
Now, what did you wish to see me about?
Well, we are from the screening committee. We are usually make a surprise visit to the applicant's home before making any further decisions of acceptance. Tell me, do you always walk around with mud all over your body?
We're sort of rehearsing for our next little skit we're doing, you see.
Your next skit? But don't you run some sort of telephone line? How is one to see mud all over your face if he can only hear you over the phone?
Yes, well, I sort of figured you'd ask me that. We're sort of living the part. Yeah, right. If we really put the mud on our bodies, we play the part a lot better.
Oh, a sort of a feeling, what?
Quite.
Well, frankly, you had us worried for a moment. We'll expect you for dinner tomorrow evening at our club for final approval. Surely you'll be there.
Oh, you bet your ass we'll be there.
I beg your pardon.
I mean my partner and I will be delighted to attend.
Good. Cheerio.
Pip. Fluke, you banana split! You and your mud almost cooked our chances of entrance.
Frankly, darling, I think this mud is quite trashy.
Ah, shut up!
Now, as you know, this will determine our final decision upon your acceptance into our exclusive club.
Yes, sir, we realize that.
Yeah, we do.
Stop saying yeah and start saying yes, sir. Who taught you manners, a truck driver?
All right, wise guy, I'll show you.
Mr. Fluke, Fluke is a rather unusual name. Are you sure it's American? We don't want any undesirables in our club.
Yes, ma'am, it is. If you replace the F-L with a P, you get puke. I'm as far away from Yiddish as F-L is from P.
My goodness!
Luke, just shut up or I'll kick your ass.
Oh, what was that, Mr. Funphone?
I said, what is this stuff? It tastes like a very elegant form of grass.
It's pheasant under glass, imported from Hungary.
Delicious!
May I have the butter, please?
Really, darling, I'm not your maid. If you want it, you'll have to come and get it.
I can't, almost, oops.
Oh, dear.
You clumsy Clyde, you spilled that goddamn butter all over my new dress. What the hell is your problem? You're the biggest klutz I've ever seen.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, ma'am.
Sorry, my butt. You stink of some
minute. Now, I don't care for the tone of your voice. And what happened to your fancy English accent?
It got lost here in the butter, you friggin' jerk. If I could get my hands on you, I'd cut your balls off.
Now, just a minute, you nagging bitch. You can't talk to my friend that way.
Oh, shut up, you uncouth slob.
Now, I've had about enough of this. Some club. I got news for you. The Fun Phone and Fluke Screening Committee has just looked you over. And we have no intentions of joining your phony club.
Now, just a minute, Ignatz. Are you saying that our club isn't good enough for a lousy telephone entertainment line runner?
Your stinking club isn't good enough for a chipmunk with a hernia.
How would you like to step outside?
Are you sure you know how to walk?
I resent that.
You shouldn't. That was a compliment.
Stu, I saved some of
that. Shut up, Fluke.
But the other day when we were fighting, you know, that lot next door?
Shut up, Fluke.
You got 30 seconds to leave before I call a cop.
Listen, Kotex Nose, I'll leave when I'm good and ready. Fortunately, that's right now. I wouldn't want to stay in this tenement full of phonies another minute. Come on, Fluke.
Get out, you commoners.
Slobs.
Stu, can I?
Yeah, let him have it.
Yeah!
Boy, I guess we really left them with mud on their faces, didn't we?
You bet your ass we did.